B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. It's Thursday, May 7th, and you know what that is? You know what today is? Schedule release day! Always a holiday in Philadelphia. When the Eagles schedule gets released today, we know the opponents, but it's more than just the opponents. Come on. The component of the NFL schedule is a whole planning. It's like a roadmap to your life in the third and fourth quarter, right? It's a roadmap to your life in the fall and winter. Such a big part of our lives, the schedule. I mean, I think back to it. We used to love it. We always loved it. And before we knew the opponents, it was even bigger because you didn't know, and it was funny, man, when I was first doing this stuff, this is like early 2000s, there was no like NFL Network schedule party. Like, oh, here's the release. It wasn't a TV show. And it only evolved into that because people loved it. And what would happen, I remember being on the air, I was at the other station, and I would talk. The Eagles PR guy was named Derek Boyko. He's now in Buffalo, where he's from, working with Sean McDermott. And Derek Boyko is a great dude. And I used to pester him all more, like, will you hear anything? And it would start to leak out. And he'd say, I heard about this one. And he'd text me or call me. And I'd be on the air. And then all of a sudden, we would have the thing would come out. And I'd come back from break or something. I got the schedule. I got it. And then I would read out the Eagles schedule. And, of course, later it evolves because we all get excited and we're all, crazed by the schedule. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's not when you think about it. It gives us something to look forward to. Something tangible. Wow, how many primetime games are the Eagles going to be on? How many this? How many that? It's pretty wild, right? When you think about it, there's a reason why we love it. And it's one of my favorite things of the spring is the schedule. I put it in my phone, my day planner, my book. It all goes in every game for your Philadelphia Eagles, the 2020 season. Boy, I hope that we're about to play it. And all things still seem pretty good, a little iffy, because we don't know if the virus will really spike up. But I'm looking at this thing through the optimistic lens, and baseball is doing their thing. They've reached out to players. They're letting them know. They're finalizing their reopening plan to begin early July. Basketball, has a call for all NBA players tomorrow. So they're talking about the return of the NBA. So all that's great news. And it'd be great. MLB comes back. And, of course, NBA, NHL, and that takes us right to the NFL and football, and all this becomes a bad memory. Good morning, Junis.
What's going on, man? It is a celebratory day. I'm excited to, something to look forward to watch, and like you said, it's more than just knowing the opponents. You know, now we know the opponents, but we also get to do the whole, oh, man, look, I like that the Eagles' bye is week 7.
Right.
I like the later bye, and I like that, you know, they have, they're facing the Seahawks, but the Seahawks are coming off 2 road games already. Like, that's the stuff that we get to dive into, and I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, like, I used to love the mystery of the road game, right? Like, you know, let's pick a game. Let's go on a road trip, man. Road trip. And, well, you know, the opponents, you know, knowing when and where. Like, you know, when the weather gets cold and you're in Miami. And unfortunately, the Tunis get married. But you're in Miami. You know, life's good, right? You know, our good friends at Philly Sports Trips, I know they're waiting today. They're going crazy. They're waiting. You know, trying to figure out what's happening. But it's true. I mean, I tell you, I love it. I love that. I love when it comes out. I love to do the W's and L's. It's, to me, it's a blast. Look at the other teams. Look at everything. It's so much fun. It really is, Tunis. You saw some of the opponents. You itching for a trip?
Yeah. I think I am, but I don't know. I would love to go see an Eagles Cowboys game in Dallas. Like, is that a chalk answer? Like, I would like to try to experience that.
Wow, you like to go to the? You know, I've never been to the new stadium.
I mean, it's not like I want to go to Dallas. I think I more so want to see Eagles Cowboys in.
Right.
Like, I know how it gets here, right? I want to see how it gets there in person. That would be one.
Right.
And then Arizona. I've never been to Arizona. I've always wanted to go to Arizona. I know how hot it gets during the summertime. But if that's like a later in the year road game, oh, I would love to go out to Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona would be key. Arizona's nice. We'll make that. Maybe we'll make that a trip for you and I.
I'm in.
Do a little Arizona, you know, first week in December.
Yeah, I'm out on Cleveland.
Right? We'll go see Big Link out there, too.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, Cleveland's actually a fun town.
Is it?
It's not a bad town.
I'd rather go to Arizona.
It's, yeah, I would, too. You know, I mean, it's not a horrible town, though. There's certain towns that are horrible.
Right.
I don't want to love it. And you would think Cleveland's bad, but it's actually a fun place.
Right. Now, I have said this in the past. I still don't know if I would do it, but they're playing Green Bay on the road this year. I would love to see a game in Lambeau. And I think you've told me this before. A game in Lambeau in, like, December. Even though it's terrible with how cold it is, I feel like that's the time I'd want to do it.
I respect that out of you.
Like, yeah, it would be really cool to go in September.
I respect that out of you, dude.
But, man, the December Lambeau game when everyone's face is red.
I do. I respect that out of you.
Like, I'm kind of in on that.
I'll be honest with you. It's kind of how it should be.
There's more culture.
It's
that way.
Yeah, not flavor.
Okay, I'll go flavor. I like culture.
You know, there's no culture in Green Bay.
No.
Zero culture in Green Bay. But it's got, it does, you're right, the flavor of it. And boy, man, it's cold. Like, it's no joke. I gotta be real with you. There's been a couple times I've been out there because my buddy Vinny used to live out there, right? So I used to go out all the time. And a couple times it was so cold, and if I had tickets, and like he knew people, you know, who were tailgating, and they would put up these elaborate tailgates, but they're in the cold. I'm like, dude, I got no interest. I can drink a beer in a suite. All right?
Right.
Box. I'm out. It's great to look at from television. But, man, I don't know. I gotta gear up.
I'm kind of in on the big jacket. And you
are
know,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The big jacket with the, you can see your breath. I'm kind of in on that.
Yeah. I never was in on that.
My beer's probably freezing, like actually getting ice cold. Like,
right.
Literally ice cold in front of me. But that's okay.
Yeah. I was never really in all that stuff.
No?
No, never really in on the sitting out in the cold.
I'll be in.
That's up your alley, man. That's right up your alley. You know? It'd be perfect. We're going to talk about some of your sports trips today. Oh, you hear the goose in the background?
The goose having a good time today.
Yeah, the goose. I got to get to a break so I can take his toy from him. The goose is losing the... He's freaking out today. He's throwing all his toys around. He's capping for his Eagle schedule. He's
looking forward to it. Yes, that's what it is.
He's all pumped up. We got lots to get to. I want to know about your road trips and the trips that you've taken on the road for sporting events. I want you to tell me those stories. We're also, as we continue the shaping of a sports fan and our love of the games, today's a special day on the playback. Today is game five of the Phillies-Rays World Series. First half and second half. Resumption of the game. Be a lot of fun. And how did these moments, the two major moments in our lifetime, the Phillies Parade in 08 and the Eagles Super Bowl celebration in 17, how did they impact us? We'll discuss it all, because radio with Shunas just getting started on a beautiful Thursday morning.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payments, and no interest in 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, welcome back. 10-19. Cause Radio with Shunas right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. And a couple things. One, don't forget, you know, we talk about the playback coming up at 12:20. But before the playback, your chance to win a Primo, a $25 gift card to Primo. That's right. Between 11 and 11:30, you're going to hear two sound bites from a game. And it's your chance to guess the game and win the Primo. That's your mission today. Guess the game, win the Primo. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I purposely don't know because I want to play along with you guys and try to remember each of those games. All right, so tonight we're going to celebrate. Schedule comes out. What we're looking at. Well, we can do our W's and L's for the birds. We can also do our trips. That's right. Our excursions. Where are we going? Let's look. What's the perfect time to go? You know, you don't kind of don't want to go around Thanksgiving, although sometimes it's fun to have Thanksgiving and then go to Miami with, say, Philly sports trips and then Vince and the guys and hang out and miss Chunas' wedding and makes me feel bad and but drink some beers and see all these Eagle fans. It was a splendid weekend. Although I did miss your wedding, brother. It bothers me if you could tell.
I miss Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
More importantly, you miss Miami. That's right.
I still remember when the schedule came out. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was insane, right? It was unbelievable.
Because we had the talks about doing the trip before the schedule even came out because we knew they were playing Miami. So we did the, all right, you know, the Philly sports trips. We'll go to Miami, whenever that is. And then when I saw the day that it fell on,
right?
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Was that ridiculous or what? I mean, come on. Crazy, you know? Absolutely crazy.
I still think I should have made the trip because the wedding was on the Saturday and we actually flew to Miami before St. Lucia for the honeymoon. So I think I should have gone down to Miami the day after the wedding, but I don't think Christy was having it.
Yeah, dude, that would have been perfect.
Yeah,
you could have hooked up, went to the game. Like, you could have flew out first thing Sunday morning, right from the reception to PHL. Hop on a flight, get to Miami, party with us. And it was great tailgate at Cavs Catering. And
I bet it was.
Vince and all the guys, it was the best.
Could have been a great day.
Right?
And then, the thing is, what's first?
Go to the game. Well, they lost, but you go to the game. It's still like a memory.
Oh, yeah.
And then and you roll the island.
I go to St. Lucia right from there. I mean, I connected to Miami. The only problem is I don't think I went to bed till like 6 in the morning. So I would have had to just keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would have been fine, dude. You
would have been amped up.
Yeah.
Take a quick nap on the plane.
That's when your Lithuanian stamina kicks in.
Oh, man, it kicked in.
You would have been in, man. It was a great time. I mean, other than the outcome, I mean, everything else
and
was
the Cowboys
great.
Fan.
The Cowboys fan, yeah, he wanted it.
Of the entire stadium, he sits right near you guys.
Yeah, it was amazing. Tool. I mean, just a stone tool. But he needed, he needed a beating. But you know what was amazing was let me go back to the game real quick because I still can't believe they lost that game. It was a party. Right? Like, it was a party. They were rolling. They were absolutely rolling. And all of a sudden, like sneaky, it was sneaky. And they came back. You're like, no. And we just kept, for that whole, like, walk out of the stadium, and we parked, like, in this bus lot.
Yeah.
We were all sitting there, and, like, it was all Eagle fans. There were 40,000 Eagle fans there. So you're going, what happened? And talking to everybody. What's going on?
Yeah, you're having your own post-game show in that lot.
Oh, totally. Because you're trying to figure out and comprehend that they lost the game. You know?
Right. Because you're right. They go up early, and then don't they get an interception?
Yeah, dude, it was going to be a blowout. I mean, I'm thinking they win this thing by whatever, you know. 30
cover the points. 13 and a half.
Yeah, easy cover. You know, forget about losing the game. I thought it was an easy cover. And then they, you know, I mean, it was crazy. I got to go back and look at that game because I can't believe how insane it was. It still doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense that they lost that game. But anyway, it was a great time, and I'm looking forward to hearing stories of all your trips. Give me a sports trip that you went on.
I did the Eagles Steelers game in 2004, which of course did not end up in a good result. They got crushed.
Wow,
that
was their only loss.
Yeah, so that was
early. That was like,
yeah, they were 7-0, and then they go 7-1. What, they finished the season 13-3 after T.O. gets hurt. But I remember being so excited because I had never been to an Eagles game before that. Like, that was my first Eagles game, and it was in Pittsburgh. So we made the trip out there. I was so pumped to see a real football game because I had gone to a few Temple games before that, but I had never gone to an Eagles game, and I was just so excited. And I remember walking down the stairs and getting yelled at. There was this woman that sat in the row behind me that just kept on yelling at me and said, "Your boys are going to lose. You're going to go home sad, kid." Like, she kept on saying that because I was like 9 years old. I was
Are
like,
you serious?
I was like, okay, like, leave me alone,
she
lady.
You're gonna go home sad?
Yeah, she actually felt so bad in the third quarter that she bought me a soda and like was like, here, like, I, you know,
what a biatch.
Enjoy Heinz Field,
right? You know? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, she kept on, she kept on yelling
sad?
At me. Yep.
You can't go back and forth with a kid.
Yeah, she just kept on yelling at me. I was in my B West jersey. I still remember, and I was there with my dad, my godfather, my cousin. And the four of us were out there.
What was your father saying? Like, yo, dude, you're hungry.
I think he was just sort of like laughing. But like as the game went on, you could just tell.
He's
like,
annoyed.
Yeah, exactly. Because
at some point
crushed.
He gets annoyed.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So that was the road Eagles game that I went to, the lone road Eagles game. And it was so cool. I mean, the stadium was pretty cool out there. And just that road trip, that experience. But I still remember the drive home that night was just awful. Because it was like 6 hours. And they just got crushed. And there was traffic on 76. Right, I'm still living in Jersey at the time. You finally get into, you know, closer to Philadelphia, and there's traffic on 76. I just remember being so miserable.
You know, it's funny, that game marks something important for the Eagles and their run to the Super Bowl. Do you know what it was? game was cause and effect.
Did they make a change?
Yes, they did.
And it was defensively?
Yes, they did.
And it was trot?
Correct. Oh, man. Up until that point, Mark Cimino was the Mike linebacker. And Trot had been relegated to special teams. Thereafter, Trot was inserted in the middle. And everybody was like, oh, it was about time, about, yeah, you know. So that was an important game. I still remember, you know what's funny? I remember doing a show. I used to do the Monday Night Players show. I did it for years. And, you know, a host of different guys. But my favorite was I used to do it with Trot and Ike. And so when that year Trot said, we're talking about the game, and he goes, dude, we got on the field, and did you ever have, like, just a bad feeling? I looked up in the stands, and it was just, I'm like, we're going to get killed today.
What up, cuz?
And remember, what up, Trot? And remember, they were 7-0,
yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
They were great. There was no reason to believe that. And he goes, man, I just felt it. I felt it. We're gonna get buzzsawed today.
The stupid, terrible towels.
Yeah. And unfortunately, disappointing young Chunas. They did.
Yeah, my first ever Eagles game was a complete blowout. And it wasn't even at the Link or it wasn't at Veterans Stadium. It was a 6-hour drive to Pittsburgh, yeah, and they get crushed.
Yeah. Did you go up and back in the same day, or did you go to the
No, we went halfway Saturday, spent the nights, I don't even know where, it was just some random hotel off the highway, and then made the next 3-hour drive Sunday morning, watched the game, and then made the entire trip back. I just remember being so miserable the next day because my dad made me go to school. He's like, if you're doing this, you still have to go. Promise me you have to go to school Monday. No complaining. I was like, all right, Dad. And I just remember being so tired and miserable the next day.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He made you go to school?
Yeah.
That's a good lesson.
I had to go to school.
That's a good lesson.
I had to agree not to complain. You know, I got a nice experience out of it, going to Pittsburgh and watching a terrible game.
How old were you?
So what, 04, and that was pre-December, so I would have been 9 years old.
9 going on 10?
Yeah.
My Anthony's age.
Oh, no, sorry, 10 going on 11. My apologies.
All right. Huh. No, but, you know, listen, it's a good lesson by your father to tell you that, you know, I used this once before. Somebody else told me it's a good move. Like, dude, you want to stay up? You want to, you know? You want to party like a rock star. You got to get up and go to work the next day.
Yep, got to deal with it.
So I'm trying to remember. I think I took the kids down the shore or something for the day. And I was like, dude, you know, whatever. You got to get up and go to school. Nah, that's a good lesson. It really is. Any other trips that you go on? What about the guy, like your friends?
Did you go on any
friends? Like, I could tell you chapter and verse.
Oh, I bet you can.
We went on. Forget about the games that I, you know, road trips, right? Like, you know, I made a living for, you know, years, 10 years, writing about games on the road. But my guy trips, man, we used to do a ton of guy trips.
Here's the thing. Because I had those ticket plans all those years, that, like, I always got to go to games with my buddies. And then, you know, as years go on, we just never really made that weekend trip. We never had money. But I did do the DC trip with a couple guys 1 year. And I remember being so jealous because my one buddy was the only one that was 21. And he tried sneaking us some beers. And the usher immediately just caught us, like, literally 2 seconds in. And then we did it again. And he ends up drinking the 3 beers by himself. And they're, you know, it's a stadium beer, so they're gigantic. So we try it again, and we try going somewhere else. And again, somebody just catches us. And we're like, what the hell? How are you guys so good at this in D.C.?
Right, you guys suck.
Right. But that was like like 2000. I was in college, 2014. So they were bad. Right, and I remember right. They won. You know what it was? It was the first game. I forget who it was. Who was the catcher for the Nationals? Remember he got abducted?
Yes.
It was his first game back. And he got such a standing ovation. Like, I stood up and applauded. I mean, like, it was his first game back after all that stuff happened. And then the Phillies ended up winning that game. But that was the one trip, you know, with the buddies. I've done so many tailgates. You're not a tailgate guy. I've done so many Sunday morning tailgates.
I just like the road trip, man. Yeah. I love a road trip. Like, to me, there's nothing better. Like, if you got a group of friends, and when we get back and this country gets back going and we're at it, guys, go on trips, man, with your friends. Like,
now's the time, especially coming out of all this, right?
Oh, it's the best, man. I used to go countless. I mean, a bunch of Eagle games. We did. I'm not even a Penn State guy, right? And we did Penn State, Ohio State at the Shoe. We did Penn State, Michigan at Ann Arbor at the Big House. That was pretty wild.
I just do the local. I mean, I've tailgated the first home game with first Temple home game with the same group of guys like the last 4 or 5 years. Like we do it.
Yeah, you got to go on a road.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Nothing's better on the road, dude. Like the road is the greatest. I'm a big fan. Big fan. Like we did. I was living in Chicago, and all my buddies came out, and we did. How about this weekend? You ready? We did Saturday, Notre Dame, Penn State.
Oh, that's awesome.
From South Bend. Then we did Eagles, Packers in Milwaukee on that Sunday. Then the Sunday night, we did Blackhawks, Red Wings.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Right.
That was a great weekend.
That was a great weekend, man.
Oh, yeah, I made the trip to Notre Dame 2 years ago with my best man. I forgot about that. Temple went out there.
Yeah.
So we drove out on a Friday. I think I might have taken off from work. We made the trip Friday, and we were morons. We didn't book a hotel ahead of time, and you know how those places get. Like the weekend of a Notre Dame game or a Penn State game or a Michigan game, you go to any of those areas, and you better have booked a hotel like 2 months ahead of time, or you're going to be looking for something, or you're going to be paying like $300 for one night at a place that's not worth $300. So we actually drove to the campus and then backtracked.
Wow, really?
And we just kept on getting off of exits. And then we finally found one like 30 or 45 minutes away from Notre Dame. And it was this motel.
Yeah.
That looked disgusting from the outside.
Yeah.
We go in the room. There was a Marriott down the street that had just closed, and this guy just purchased all the Marriott stuff. So it was a gross motel on the outside, but as soon as you walked inside your room, it looked like a room at a Marriott because he just purchased all the stuff because they were closing.
Oh, that's good.
So it ended up being perfect. And we found this just local bar, and when I say local, like there were horse and buggies up to the bar. Like people rode their horse and buggy. And just parked their horse at the bar.
What?
Yeah. Oh, this was middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but dude, the horse and buggy. You didn't go back in time.
I think I still have a video on my phone somewhere. I will send it to you. No, there was a guy just. Yeah.
I'm making this up, man. You're okay.
I'm dead to you.
You say it's 1800s.
Maybe I drove through a time portal.
Come on, man.
I'll send this to you right now.
What part of the country you're in?
I'll send this to you right now.
Riding a horse and buggy.
Hold on.
Stop. I mean, one guy had a horse and buggy business.
There was like four horse and buggies parked up.
Stop.
All right, hold on.
This is not. Now you exaggerate.
All right, I'll send this over to you.
Come on.
All right.
This guy had a business.
I'll send this over to you.
Where were you?
I don't know. It was somewhere like 30, 45 minutes outside of Notre Dame's campus.
Yeah, dude. Now, come on, man.
Hold on. I'll send this
crazy.
To you. I just got to find it first.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Some of the best moments, man. The ultimate road trip we ever had, though, was the Super Bowl. And, you know, I told you the story about that. It was Jacksonville Super Bowl, where we drove down in an RV to Jacksonville. Now, I was doing the show with Steve Martorano, and Steve and I were doing the show. And he brought his son, and I brought all my friends, cousin Joey, and all the guys came down, and we were in an RV driving down to Jacksonville. It was awesome. It was one of these incredible journeys.
Did you take a horse and buggy?
No.
Like I just sent you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This was in Napanee, Indiana.
Stop, dude.
Check your phone.
I say it. I stop.
You hear the horse over the mic.
Yeah, okay, somebody's got a horse and buggy business. They weren't traveling like that. Somebody had a horse and buggy. I gotta get you out more, man. I gotta get you out more.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Napanee, Indiana. There was a guy with a horse and buggy, and there's a couple parked at the bar.
Go to Center City. All right.
All right.
Go to Fourth and Chestnut. The horse and buggy's lined up.
Yeah, no, I know that.
That's what this is. This is.
No, Napanee, Indiana is not a place where people go to travel.
Dude, this was not a modus operandi for those people. Horse and buggy.
For some people, it was just a farm. No, it was farms everywhere.
Stop.
Look up Napanee, Indiana. I dare you.
They're not going horse and buggy. In Lancaster, maybe. That's not their. I'm sure somebody has a business.
That was a nice horse and buggy.
There's an enclave of Amish.
Dude's got a turning. There. He's got a turning signal in his little cart.
Crazy. You got to get out more, man. I got to get you out.
He's got turning signals.
Stop. All right, we got lots to get to today.
We do?
We do, actually. I want to hear from all the people. I want to hear from the road trips. I want to hear from, like, how you profoundly changed after the 08 World Series and then after 17 and the Eagles won it. Let's get it started on the phones. Let's go to a great city. City of the Riverwalk, San Antonio. Talk to Anthony. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony, what's up?
What's going on, Ant? How are you?
Oh, you know, I just got inspired by hearing what you guys are talking about. And I've had an epic trip at Jerry World I'm going to tell you about. But first, I just want to say, you know what I think will be a good road trip? Arizona this
yes.
year, I think, is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, weather, I hear the fans are cool, but they're real into it. Nice place, and you know, they got some good skill players. But
yeah, I like it. It's good. That's a good call by you.
You know, I have my brother. We're from Delco originally, and he's got a creep who comes in his bar, born and bred Delcoian, but lifelong Cowboy fan. So anyway. We get his tickets. My brother's flown out here a few times to go to the Dallas game with me. But in 2017, we went as a four-pack. So me and my fiance, who was newly turned, you know, she's always hated Dallas people, you know, Cowboy fan.
Right.
But then she met me, and she was all in on the Birds. So she wants to go, and my buddy and brother fly up. And we have a blast. We meet this guy, Tommy, in the parking lot, even though he's repping Dallas. He's got all the Eagles fans. He's got one of those, like, it might have been your travel guys, one of those hooked up,
gotcha.
You know, with all the TVs and all. So anyway,
sure.
We meet him there. And, you know, we go through the parking lots, and the guys are, they're what you expect. They're talking their crap and whatever, but they're also inviting you for barbecue, blah, blah, blah. We have a blast. We go in the game, you know. I don't know if you remember that game. But, well, the year before I got this.
Which year was it?
This was 17. So this was on the run.
Oh,
this was at halftime.
Yeah,
you go in, and it's skin tight at the halfway mark, you know.
Yeah.
So the year before, I seen Witten catch the touchdown in overtime with my brother, and that was just like a heartbreak. Fast forward, so we're all there as a four-pack. We scored a first touchdown. I bust out the phone, you know. I'm hitting everybody behind me, all Dallas fans. And this creep, you know, here's the thing. We catch so much heat from everybody. I got the phone out. I'm taking the video. And next thing I know, somebody smacks the phone out of my hand. Well, it's this guy right behind me, Dallas fan. He can't stomach that the Birds scored the first touchdown, all
Uh-oh.
That.
Uh-oh.
So he doesn't know exactly. So he don't know that my fiance is pregnant. And so I don't take that very well. Right, he wants to get too rowdy, but he also doesn't see my long brother and his boy that are from Delco stand up.
Uh-oh.
Turns white as a ghost.
You don't mess with Delco, baby.
You don't mess with the Brook. You don't mess with that. No, you don't. So here's the deal. So the guy leaves, The guy leaves a couple minutes into the third quarter, and the girlfriend stays behind, dogging him, ragging on him.
Wow.
Great highlight of the game.
That's
game.
Awesome,
and then, man. Obviously, we proceed to lay it on him, and it was beautiful. But one, I think my favorite moment was there's a little kid there, Javi. We didn't know these people. He was the only other kid in Eagles Green. So after the game, he sneaks up to us, you know, all shy, and his dad goes, hey, he's never met real Eagles fans. Wondering if you can get some pictures. So, of course, we're having pictures with him. He's got the red jersey on the whole nine. It was beautiful. Not to mention the videos I got. We took it over. It's Eagles fans throughout the whole Jerry World.
Love it.
They got this, you know, they got the outdoor stadium with the country music playing. We're all doing the Irish jig out there. Cowboys fans are getting the boot. They're getting booted. I got videos of all of it, man. We took it over. My fiance, that was her intro. Let me just say one last thing, how I truly knew I loved the girl, okay?
Yeah.
She turns to me in the third quarter. She goes, hey, who are them guys on the field down there? I said, which guys? She goes, you know, the guys up, you know, in front of our quarterback. I say, for them or for us? She goes, you know, the guys for us that make that pocket thing. Swear to God, that's what she said. She
there
goes,
you go.
The guys
you taught her about the, you taught her about Kelsey and the group. That's good. It's good stuff, brother. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Lots of your calls straight ahead. Let's talk about it. Reminisce. That was fun. Before the games are coming back, and they are coming back, let's talk about our trips to them. It's Cuz Radio with Chewis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Do you believe that we're still arguing about the horse and buggy during the break?
Well, I mean, I just need you to say that I'm right.
Dude, my point to you is that you made it sound like there's a small town, and because these towns in America are small, they don't have cars. Like it's like the 1800s.
There's something of cars.
What you saw was an enclave of Amish, or you saw somebody that does rides. That's not their like that's not how they travel.
It is probably for some.
Okay.
I sent you one picture of a bunch of horse and buggies at the supermarket.
And I saw it, right? And I love you to death. I do. Look at the people in the first picture you sent me. What are they wearing?
Amish outfits.
Correct.
But you know what? They don't have the...
You made it sound like...
But they don't have
Joey from Delco, who is so backwards that he's got a horse and buggy.
But, Ant, this photo of the Amish couple, they don't have the turn signals. They just have the normal horse and buggy. There are people that have turn signals and stereos in their carts.
Okay. Once again, I don't know, dude. They're tricked out Amish buggies.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's pimp your ride.
Yeah, they're at the red light, and they got the... The thing where it goes up and down. What are they
style.
Called? The wheels are going up and down.
Oh, my God. I can get you out of Mulca Hill. Oh, classic.
I can't wait to buy my own horse and buggy.
You would like a Carson farm, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course. That's you what really I'm doing when I retire.
Wow. You want a Carson farm?
Yeah, sure. Up in Vermont.
All right.
I'm going to disappear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have plenty of time before you disappear.
Yeah, I know. Right? Oh, I know. I'm not ready to disappear yet.
All right. Hey, don't forget the first highlight for Name That Game coming up in about 10 minutes. So make sure you're listening in about 10 minutes. The first highlight of Name That Game, we will play a second highlight sometime around 11:30. And then you'll call up if you can guess the game. Name That Game. You'll win a Primo's gift card. $25. It's a good $25. Good Primo's gift card right there.
Damn right.
Let's go to Joe on the cell. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe.
Oh, now I can hear you. It didn't go on earlier. Hey, I was going to call about the schedule, but the game I went to that was the greatest was Phillies Montreal in 1980 when Schmidt hit that home run. We drove up.
Are you serious? We were at that game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were at the game. It cost us a dollar Canadian, which they gave us 20 cents back. I mean, we had an American dollar. We had the exchange, so we had an extra 20 cents. They gave us back 3.5-hour delay. We sat through the delay. Everything was awesome. Goes back and forth. We're thinking we're losing. All of a sudden, we came in and win. And then, hold on a second. I'm pulling over to a hospital. I'm bringing them pretzels.
You're a good man. You're bringing the people pretzels?
Yeah. They had a great special at in Mount E from 50 pretzels for 12 bucks. So I went to one hospital and opened this up in another hospital.
You're a good man, Joe.
So what happens is we sit through that game, goes back and forth. We're buying beers, they're buying beers, everything. We have $15 left. Schmidt hits the home run, couple rows ahead of us. We offered his French kid, we only have $15 left in cash. And the kid wanted 25, or else we were giving Schmidt that ball. it was the greatest game I ever went to. And he said, everybody's meeting at Harry Carey's. So when we went into Harry Carey's, he brought us some drinks. He said, he's the one who called. I'm like, you're brilliant. Because the whole bar was Eagles fans. It was Spadaro, Gunn.
I remember talking to him and making Harry Carey's the hub.
Right. And he's the one who did it. He kept calling up. And he had his employees call too. He's a genius. I said, that is a marketing genius. He actually brought us all around. So, when a Bears fan came in, he got booed. It was like amazing. But I wanted to talk about the schedule maker. I hate the schedule maker for bye weeks because the Eagles seem to always get screwed. And last year they really got screwed. They were off a bye and they played the world champions off of a bye. So that didn't help us last year. Then we played, three teams off of a bye? They need to make week 9. Week 9 should be 16 teams play, and week 10, 16 teams play. So what would happen is there would be no competitive advantage. So these guys are from Philadelphia area that do the schedule making. They're like the Delaware County referees. I think they go so far the other way.
Well, if you remember, I once had one on the show. One of the guys on, I actually had him on the show. I tried to get the competitive advantage. It didn't work out.
No, it's the opposite. You know, like when the Sixers had the Delaware County refs, they never get calls. Because they want to go the opposite way. They want to say, hey, we're not prejudiced towards the Sixers.
Right.
And I think it's horrible. But I just wanted to talk about the draft and how much I hated it. I disagreed with you on the first pick. I wanted the linebacker. I wanted a wide receiver in the second round. And I despise the fact that he traded with the Cowboys. I despise that. And that I'll never do. And my point on why he picked Hurst, the Cowboys were taking him on the third round. They were going to take Hurst on the third round because he is Dak Prescott-like. And that was my idea.
I don't think that's whatever. Listen, I love your football. You got great knowledge. You know that, brother. Listen, thanks for sharing. Great call. I don't think Cowboys are taking Hurts. I don't think they're entrusted. They're in the Prescott, and you saw what they did with Dalton. I don't see any similarities. I mean, Prescott's big. I don't see any similarities, but whatever. I don't really care. I know people get freaking out over the trading with Dallas, and Dallas picks the center. I'm not really,
It was such a later pick. I mean, I can't go crazy over something like that. Let's go to Sean in Willow Grove. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Anthony, how's it going?
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
So I got a good traveling story. So I was stationed in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I was in the Air Force from 2003 to 2007. So at the end of my enlistment, a friend of mine, who's from back here in Willow Grove, he flew out to Minneapolis as I was driving back. So I picked him up in Minneapolis. We spent the night there, and we drive out to Cleveland the next day. We see LeBron play.
Wow.
It was a good game. They played the Jazz. They won. And then that night, we go to the Larry Flint Hustler Club right on the same street there. And then the next day, we left and we went to Canton. And we spent the whole day in Canton. We went to the Hall of Fame. It was just a really great trip. We saw, you know, everything they
That's
had there.
That's awesome. LeBron and, then, and the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. And then we drove back, me and my best friend. It was cool to have, my trip home from sort of being out there in North Dakota purgatory back to good old Willow Grove. So, yeah, it was a good trip, man.
That's a really cool trip. That really is. What'd you think of the Hall of Fame? Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, obviously I had never been there and, you know, it was just a good time to be able to, you know, be with my friend I hadn't seen in, you know, years.
Yeah,
almost,
without a doubt.
To be able to have that and really just enjoy my transition into civilian life. So, yeah, it was good stuff. I'll never forget it.
Thanks, brother. Great service. We appreciate that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.